This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A few years ago, many workers could leave their jobs and demand better wages at their next workplace, but that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Joining me now, Bloomberg's Paulina Cachero. She has looked at this issue and some of the latest numbers out there. Paulina, what are you seeing?
Yeah, so, you know, typically workers who snag a new position tend to see higher pay bumps than those holding down the same job. But in February, the median wage growth for job stayers actually surpassed those for those who switched their jobs, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. You know, I think this is a sign of a softening labor market. You know, we've been hearing about white collar workers who have just been struggling to land a job. And, you know, employers have announced the fastest pace of job cuts since 2020. You know, obviously, there's some people believe the job market is remaining resilient. There is, you know, we're still at pretty good levels of employment. But, you know, there are weakness. There is weakness in the labor market.
Does it appear that we've gotten to a point now where there are more people looking for a job than the openings?
Yeah, we've definitely seen an oversupply of job seekers. And, you know, that will mean that people will have to settle for smaller pay bumps. You know, and what's interesting is this is a massive reversal from the Great Resignation, which was a time period when at its peak about 4.5 million workers were quitting their jobs. And that turnover meant that employees had the upper hand in salary negotiations. And, you know, workers who got new jobs saw their wages grow by 8.5% compared to just 5.9% for people who stayed at their company. So this is a pretty, you know, rapid reversal from the dynamics that we saw just a few years ago.
Paulina, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
That is Bloomberg's Paulina Cachero joining us on Total Information AM.
Warmer spring weather